Sawyer heading down to South Dakota now. Well, I think he's in South Dakota. Never quite sure. Dwayne Bossy, Bolt Marketing. What are you up to today, sir? You working?
Actually, yeah, busy day in the crop insurance field. Got a lot of acreage reports to do. Markets were fun, but since I'm getting a little older, about once a month I go and get my back adjusted, so that's what I was doing right now.
I'm afraid to go because mine sounds like just like a, I don't even know what it sounds like. Just that's all I hear. Sometimes it scares me a little bit. Markets today, it was almost irritating, I'll be honest with you. Just one of those days today, we really didn't see much. Corn was up a little bit, but everything else was down except for cattle. We should be happy for the cattle folk. But what was your take?
Yes. I tell you what, the last 2 days, I've kind of liked the way the corn market has performed. You know, Sunday night, we gap lower, good weather. U.S. report was bullish, but funds don't care. They keep selling it. Kind of the same old story, and I thought that seems right. But by Monday morning when I woke up, we were higher, and we made a key reversal yesterday. Today, now, yes, we closed well off the highs, but we did see more buying after the key reversal. So I like it. I'd love to tell the listeners out there that was the harvest low early in the year, and we're going to just rally from here. I can't quite say that yet because we did definitely peter out here towards the close. Soybeans, of course, went to lower lows into the close. So I think weather is still the main factor. And even though we do have heat in the extended forecast, there's a lot of rain in the forecast too. And the soybean crop conditions were better than anticipated. So I don't think we're quite done yet. I think the funds are still selling and they want to sell these markets off yet.
Cattle rebounded today. Nobody said screw worm in the news, so I guess things are better today. Is that?
Yeah, let's keep that out of the news. Cause I'm one of those that's worried one of these days it very well could be in the U.S. Yeah. And it probably won't be viewed as a bullish thing, obviously. So, yeah, no. Today, nice bounce back. Yesterday, I think, was probably mostly just short covering in a very bullish market. Cash cattle traded as high as 240, a little bit higher than that even. Last week, I think now we're just in that early week, like square up positions, profit taking. Now we wait and see what cash cattle are going to be the end of this week. Box beef prices has been trending lower, so I would make you think lower cash, but it sounds like the supply is so tight, packers still might have to pay up that 240 plus, and if they pay over 240, this market will probably make a run at the highs again.
What are the growers telling you about their crops this year in the South Dakota area? Are they happy?
No, not really. A lot of guys aren't. It didn't have the stand we wanted. My guys in Southeast South Dakota are very happy. They're wondering about putting fungicide on and talking like 240, 250 corn, and good for them. And, pour the money to it if they're in that situation. But the rest of the state isn't really happy. A lot of drowned outs. It's been cold. It's been hot. It's been everything. And this record yield is probably out the window.
Okay. Did the boy win? Your sons? I mean, one or two. How
last
kids
night lost. Got a loss? Couple losses last night, but he had his wisdom teeth out, so he had to sit on the bench with his old man, which he was totally thrilled with, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've done the whole wisdom tooth thing. That is a very painful thing to absolutely deal with. All right, the rest of this week, anything you're looking forward to as far as the market goes? Because I think it's boring time right now, isn't it? I mean, I can't think of anything that's really...
In between all these reports, it does get that way. I'll be watching weather closely. I'll be really watching the corn market here. Like, say, can we keep that buying interest going? We do have that gap from last Sunday up above the market. I want to say we can go up there and test it, but I'm worried we are going to fall apart here yet again. But I'll be watching it close. Hopefully we can rally from here.
Okay, very good. Bolt Marketing, how do folks get a hold of you guys, sir?
They can call us here directly, 605-448-2365, or they can check us out online at boltmarketingllc.com.
10 seconds or less. Or is anybody catching any fish around you? You got a ton of lakes.
The fishing has been good. The hired man keeps sending me pictures every other night of him out there in his boat, and I think, I cannot buy a boat. I cannot buy a boat. So, yeah, fishing's good.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, not a problem. Dwayne Bossy, Bolt Marketing, joins us on Tuesdays. He's probably going to have to join us from the State Fair.